Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, what's up, Internet, and welcome to Season 94, Episode 2 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio, and you already know what it is. It's a podcast where we just take a deep dive into America's skull, look inside there, play around, and just be like, what is this? Oh, I like this, I don't like that. And off top, we always say, fuck Coke Industries and fuck Fox News. It's Tuesday, August 6th, 2019. My name is Miles Gray, a.k.a.
Last Dance with Miles Gray. One more take and one more a.k.a.
Guitar comes in.
I feel Kushner creeping in and I'm tired of Mike Pence again.
Okay, anyway, that would be the part where the harmonica comes in. Afterwards, thank you to at No Lobos. There ain't no Lobos. I think there are wolves, though, to be straight up with you. For that, Tom Petty, inspired, a.k.a. And now, please, if you're driving, I hope your seatbelt is on. I hope your gas tank is full because you're about to hit the pedal to the metal when I tell you who the guest host is today. Fresh off the jet, into the studio, we have none other than the goddess of scams herself, Miss Lacey Mosley.
Hey, it's your girl, Scam Goddess, a.k.a. Question, tell me what you think of Lacey. Ooh. I snatch my own diamonds and I hush my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm stealing those keys. When it's all over, change my name and leave. Question, the shoes on my feet. I stole them. House, I'm winning.
Okay. I stole it.
Oh, stole go it. On. Okay. Yeah. Go on.
Damn it.
The car.
Miles.
I'm sorry.
The car I'm driving. I stole it. Because I depend on schemes if I want it.
Damn it,
I wanted to get through that perfectly. I'm sorry, guys. Miles made me laugh.
No. We seldom get through our AKAs perfectly. And joining us in our third seat is one of the great guests. Someone who's been here many times. Someone who I realize I have a lot in common with through her visiting the show. And we have a mutual love for the TLC show 90 Day Fiancé. And you know what? I'm going to say something right now. I'm going to surprise y'all really quick. And I don't know if I'm allowed to do this legally.
Ooh.
But she's also the host, co-host of a new iHeart podcast coming out called 420 Day Fiancé. You heard it right here.
That's what's up.
This is me, and more importantly, our guest today, Miss Sophia Alexandra. Wow, yes. Do your own dance hall sirens.
I don't care. I just was all hyped from backing Lacey up on the vocals.
You were so good.
I think we were all trying to figure out if it was I Got It or I Stole It. We weren't sure where the parody lyric came in.
I was doing a Machine and Kelly where she like side-eyed me as Beyonce and was like, no, you're fucking hitting the notes wrong, bitches.
I can't wait to leave.
I loved it. Okay. I love especially when Michelle falls.
That's the best.
And they step over her body and continue dancing.
More importantly, I haven't seen you since the new season of 420 Day Fiancé. No, that's our podcast.
No, our podcast.
90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. Ooh, girl.
There's a lot of scams going on. There's a lot of people who I hope, just for their own souls, don't get scammed.
Ugh. But they're going to get scammed. Also, we have some returning favorites.
Yes.
Ooh. Like Darcy.
And also, it looks like Angela is back with Michael.
Michael? How could you do that to me, Michael?
Your bank account is empty. Yo, he's...
I don't know what that is.
We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Anyway.
Anyway, if you enjoy us talking about this, you're going to have to tune in to 420 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, and if you ever wondered what I'm like on a podcast, talking about a reality show, this might be something for you.
Yeah.
Don't look for educated takes on anything.
It's real similar to this, but it's not about anything important.
And the pace is very slow. all right, well, before we get to know you even better, let's talk about some of the stories we're going to talk about today. There's a lot going on. First, there will be a live musical production on ABC on TV of The Little Mermaid. So if you want to be offended again, you should check this out too, because guess what? It's going to be Moana's Ali'i Carvalho. So it's not a redhead like you wanted, white supremacist. Talking about Beto O'Rourke, he kind of showed up in a way that I forgot that Beto existed. Obviously, part of a larger discussion about the two mass shootings that occurred within roughly 14 hours of each other over the weekend, as well as some new cruelty from Lindsey Graham. College campuses, I guess, are the new malls, according to a new article I saw in BuzzFeed, talking about... A few other things, too. Like, there was a Subway sandwich artist competition, and you know my love for Subway tuna. So, we're going to have to talk
about
that. Oh, my
God. That's my favorite Subway sandwich.
That's good. So, you're also a trash person, and your insides are broken.
I'm gross.
All right. Well, before we get into that, let's get into it. Sophia, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Okay. So, turns out I have this recurring problem of not being able to remember certain details about movies. Like the other day, my husband was like, have you ever seen Brazil? And I was like, that's about all the different Hitlers, right? And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then we realized that I was thinking of Boys from Brazil.
Oh.
But this happens literally with every movie. So
wait,
my last search was Brazil. And then Boys from Brazil.
Did that bring up a very vague like search result back when you're like Brazil?
No, I did
enter.
Brazil movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah. And then he also brought Brazil up to me as a comedy. And then I was like, what the fuck?
So what was he talking about?
He meant the actual Brazil. But then when we saw it, he was like, oh, I remember it is a lot funnier. I'm like, are you serious?
Wait, there's a movie called Brazil that's a comedy? I'm so out of the loop here.
No, he think it's dark as fuck. It has a very sad end. And
he pitched
it to me as a comedy. And then he was like, oh, it's more of a dark comedy.
And
then I looked it up. It says drama/fantasy. So there's something wrong with him.
Basically. I mean, that's how I thought Where the Red Fern Grows was a comedy.
Yeah,
when he killed his own dogs with the axe because of the cougar or whatever, I was laughing so hard I got kicked out of class.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
so sometimes it's a comedy is an opinion piece.
Exactly. What is funny to you?
Exactly. It's comedy subjective, as we've all learned. And Where the Red Fern Grows, the dog was attacked by cougars?
It was like some kind of...
Or like hogs or something.
Cagey animal that was attacking... So it was
two dogs. Never even heard of this movie.
Oh, yeah. You had to read this book. We were all forced to read it in Texas in middle school. And it's something about two dogs. And the little boy gets two dogs and he's really excited about it. And then one of the dogs gets in a cougar fight or something.
Yeah, mountain lion.
Yeah.
And he uses an axe to try to like hit the cougar, and he accidentally hits the dog.
Oh. That is kind of
he kills his own dog. And so then that dog dies, and then the other dog get depressed because the other dog dead, and then it dies.
And then it's probably looking at the owner all crooked, like,
this sounds
you mean you
so extra that I feel like I would have laughed too, right? That doesn't sound like
I also had to read this like in elementary school, but I checked the fuck out, I think.
Yeah, it was funny to me, and I did get kicked out of class and reprimanded for laughing.
Oh,
very
you
hard.
Really did?
I was laughing so hard. I was like, he killed his own dog. Like, bitch, the whole movie's about getting these damn dogs and he's chopping up. I was laughing so hard.
Lacey Mosley, please go in the hallway if you don't know how to act.
Did you also think John Wick was a comedy?
Yeah.
I will say I did think Taken was a comedy.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I mean, at that
neck
point,
chopping everybody to death is very funny.
What's something that's overrated?
Mercury being in retrograde.
Mm.
Now, you know how your girl hates on fake science and astrology and bullshit like that.
Uh-huh.
So
you hate this.
I hate this. People are always be like in Los Angeles, oh no, like I'm sorry, I stood you up for 20 minutes for Mercury's in retrograde. It's like, no, you're just a late bitch, and like so am I, but I'm being honest about it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I believe in Mercury.
Do
I
you?
Do, yes.
Oh,
whenever it's in Powerade, whenever it's in Gatorade, whenever it's in retrograde. that's an old Twitter joke.
Yeah, Kelly Oxford
but,
tweeted that, I think.
So many people have tweeted that. I'm like, I don't even know who that joke belongs
almost
to.
Almost to the point where I think she had to fight other people on Twitter to
claim that, joke.
Oh, Mercury's in Gatorade.
Yeah, because people have been saying all types of stuff for so long. I'm like, I don't know who owns it. But I always say it's not my joke because
that's
corny.
But I also like when people also have to prove to each other. Like,
no, I thought of this joke first.
Listen, look at the taste sample.
In January 2nd, 2019.
Yeah.
I came up with
I said it in 2013. It predates even the planet Mercury.
I got a picture of me holding up the newspaper and the tweet.
Next to it. You already know what it was. Yeah, I mean, it's...
I believe people who
use that excuse, actually, they can't say shit anymore because that shit ended on Friday.
Yeah, but it was in retrograde for like a month.
July 7th to August
2nd. Yeah,
you're
not supposed to sign any contracts. It's just really an excuse to be dodgy, which is probably why I love it.
Whenever they say
shit,
like,
scam.
You can't sign a contract or whatever, all of it assumes like I have really like high stakes life like all the time. They're like, yeah, don't be on a yacht. Don't buy any expensive new technology. I'm like, this is not in the cards for me.
Yeah,
they're like, don't purchase a home. I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah,
that's easy as hell. I wasn't going to purchase a home. I'm nowhere close.
What do you look at, like the
that.
Like Rob Report astrology section?
No, but I'm saying like,
no, you're
they
right.
assume a lot of shit about your life.
They assume that you are at least wealthy or comfortable. That is very
true.
Because every time I read it, it's like, don't sign any contracts, like you're saying, don't buy a home.
Right.
If you're in the market for some plastic surgery,
exactly.
Just think
where's
that rich
broke
people
horoscopes?
Don't be like,
you know
Taco
I mean?
Bell's having a deal in a week. Don't buy the chalupas now.
Yeah.
That's
do
what
it.
I mean.
Right, exactly.
Don't go to the Jack in the Box at 2 a.m. tonight. You will get stabbed.
Hey, don't get batteries at the gas station again.
Sophia,
they're going to run out right away.
Ice cream. Is $8 at 7-Eleven, but if you wait till you go to Ralph's,
boom.
Shit is $3 to $4. So get your life together.
I guess because man, I feel like that'd be like a really good Twitter account.
Poor people horoscopes.
Poor people horoscopes.
Like working class horoscopes.
Lacey, I think we're collabing on this.
Right, yeah. I think we have to. It's so good.
All about
Mercury's
in
retro gaze.
Right.
Buy your gas.
So instead,
buy your gas a gallon at a time. Don't you get a full tank.
Today's a perfect day to take your neighbor's 20% off Bed and Bath and Beyond coupon.
Yeah, yes. Take it right out the mailbox.
Do
gives
it.
A fuck that they're welcoming them to the neighborhood.
The day you a Scorpio.
Right.
I don't know if I told this story before, but I had a homie who thought you could bring in 5 of them shits and your shit was free. Because you'd be like, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100% off. Now what? And I was like, that is not, what?
Were you like, did you wonder why that place is like not bankrupt?
Yeah.
People just walking in there taking free shit.
Dude, I just love the confidence though. Because I remember we were in college and he had like a few of them stacked up. He's like, don't worry, I got my secret weapon right here. I'm like, I'm sorry, did you? You just think you're going to go in there and they'll give you things for free because you you're stacking five coupons. Like, read fine print.
If you act confused enough, you can get a really good discount. You don't usually be able to use expired coupons. You still can. Everywhere. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
You still can. The Bath & Beyond ones, you can still use
a lot of places. Oh, right. You can bring expired coupons and be like, oh, I didn't know it was expired, and they'll still honor it.
Yeah. I love a coupon. You know, I became one of those people, too, where I like to look at my in-store deals for groceries. Because, you know, sometimes...
grew a little white beard while you were talking.
Yeah, well, you know, meat... Hey, you know, meat's expensive.
And there's a little bit of soup in there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of soup. Yeah.
It's still good, though. You could just get the soup out and...
Yeah, no, I'm going to leave it in. Or else I can't demonstrate
lentils
my age.
Lentils part two. He loves that shit.
What's something that's underrated?
Okay, Benihana's. Wow. I feel like the only people who
go for the throat.
Hot takes.
I just feel like not enough people love Benihana's. They think it's like corny or whatever.
Who does?
A lot of people. Yeah, see? And it's awesome.
Wait, hold on.
The only people who like Benihana's enough are me, my friend Dave Rankin, who you know, and 2 Chainz.
Oh, 2 Chainz fucks with Benihana.
Only people who fucking love Benihana's
the
proper amount.
I don't know if I don't.
See, you're one of those people.
Well, no. What I'm saying is Benihana has value. You know what I mean? But I'm not saying we got to go to Benihana right now.
See, I would leave right now
to go to Benihana?
Yeah.
Well, look, that's a trip I'm willing to take. But
can we do that next time?
Benihana is a place for people who have horrible children. You're never going to see a good child in Benihana's. Everybody's kids are awful. It's like where you take bad kids. Like when you have bad kids, you take them there.
There's never anyone younger than teenagers.
You hope some of the fire gets on the kid.
They're like, my child's eyebrows were singed.
I want someone to throw shrimp in my mouth, and I want them to make that Pac-Man joke when they're making the rice and stuff.
Oh, yep. Well, for me, it's all about the volcano with the onion rings.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, and then they make it steam out of the little onions.
Mm-hmm. See, I
think it's a good place to go with somebody that you don't really want to talk to, because then there's like a whole entertainment happening during dinner, and you don't really have to make any conversation.
I've met several real nice families, too, because you're always sitting next to people.
Well, I guess which
it's great.
Where are most of your Benihana experiences? Is that in Texas? Is that in L.A.? Is that New York?
I've been to one Benihana, and it was in college in Pittsburgh. And honestly, it's like if
that
you
was
take,
it for you?
It's like if you take the subway, but you got to eat with everybody you sit with on the subway. Like, I don't want to eat with everybody on the subway. It's like if I was on the train and somebody was like, "It's showtime," but like, then they start cooking shrimp.
Yeah. Like, please clear out the way. Please move out the way.
Move out the way. We got to get the grill in here. Move
that
out the way.
Sounds
showtime.
Amazing. Who doesn't want shrimp cooked for them while they're waiting? Or in transit.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm into it.
You know, I guess we should go.
Yeah, because it's really fucking delicious and fun.
But it's,
we're all going, Lacey. Yeah, I don't care what you say.
What would you do if someone took you on a first date to Benihana, Lacey?
Oh my God.
I can already see just the way
her
you're like, Benihana, no.
Was not...
But imagine someone you're like, oh, okay, this person might be worth going on a date with. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to pick you up. You know, we'll go somewhere nice. And then we pull up to fucking Benihana.
Well, I don't think you should pitch it as somewhere nice. You should be like, you want to
well,
have
that's
a,
different, but
a
that,
fun night.
No, no, no,
tonight?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm creating a character.
Yeah, if you say we're going to do something random, then I'd be like, okay, I understand why we're here.
No, I'm saying, what is your take on someone who looks at Benihana and goes, this is the height of refinement?
I think that we truly just have so much that is not in common that this relationship would never work.
Oh, okay.
Like we would pull up to the Benihana's and I'd be like, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom.
And you call it Uber real quick. You're like, okay, hold on.
And then guess who gets out of the Uber behind her? It's Sophia. Yeah. She's like, what's up? This sounds like a dope time.
You're also
eat the shrimps tossed at anyone.
You're also eating solo and you spot her like ghosted date from across. And
I
you're
just
like,
sit
you...
with him. I was like, what's up, bro? You want to chill?
Hey, you
bro,
eat solo here too. He's like, no,
I
just got ghosted. Basically, she just took
honestly,
off.
Honestly, that would not be the first time that happened at a Benihana. I'm sure there's lots of solo people who are supposed to have dates who are now eating alone.
Oh.
That makes me so sad. I want me and 2 Chainz to rescue everyone eating alone at Benihana's.
I know. He should get a deal from
I can't believe
Rocky
they
Aoki.
Won't sponsor him. That's ridiculous. Right.
That's Steve Aoki's dad.
He has so much good.
Did you know that? Who started that?
Really?
He started Rocky. Benihana's?
Yes, Rocky Aoki.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's cool.
Devin
like
Aoki and Steve Aoki. Their house of cards is coming tumbling down. They didn't do it off merit. Their dad created fucking Benihana, okay?
That's like all the actresses and actors that are, I say actors for everyone, but that are coming out now. The people are like, this person is coming out of nowhere. And then you find out their parents like, are insanely famous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, exactly.
The star of Euphoria, Mod Apatow. What?
What? Oh, that Apatow? Damn. And finally, what's a myth, Sophia? What's something people are just getting wrong that you want to just expose the truth to them?
I don't know. I feel like...
Expose them to the truth. Sorry.
Yo, I had never seen how a pomegranate was made or a passion fruit.
Was made? Or like, you mean grown?
Grown.
Like how it grows?
And then I recently have. And I feel like if you don't know how a fruit looks before it is a fruit, you should Google some shit because I didn't know. And then now I've seen it live and I'm like, it kind of blew my mind.
So your myth is... You know, contrary to popular belief, pomegranates and passion fruits don't just fall from the sky fully baked.
They have a process of growth. They are not an underground fruit like everyone has.
A tuber or a nightshade or whatever you call those things.
Yeah. So they are on a tree.
Yeah, they're straight up on a tree. And okay, so the hard outer shell of like the little the red flower in a pomegranate, then the flower wilts and becomes like the butt of the pomegranate. And then that shell becomes a harder shell and becomes a pomegranate, and it's been nuts watching it happen. There's a tree outside my house.
And you have a pomegranate tree?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so nice.
Do you just stare
is your
at
house
it?
To have a fence around it?
No.
No.
Ooh. Oh, somebody's getting free pomegranates. You could just take them.
What's your address?
Take them.
Are they ripe? What do they taste like?
Are the butts out yet or not?
How do you even eat one? I always just see the. I mean, I've
seen
a whole.
Have you seen that video of how to do it? You like cut them into like quarters where the white like membrane is, and then you literally split them, and then you can just take out those
little seeds. Can
and
you
just eat them?
Do you eat the shits all like chew the whole shits up, or do you spit out
You're
the
to chew
hard
it
part?
And I think it depends on
how
what,
nasty you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, how nasty you are. Yeah. I'm a nasty bitch. You know I'll be chewing and swallowing them shits.
Do you just eat sunflower seeds whole?
No.
Okay, I used to do that when I was a kid.
That's insane.
Because I didn't
That's
have the
gross.
I didn't have like the oral
dexterity
to like shell them and spit them out because you'd see.
But
people
now
like,
you're like a pussy master,
right?
Yeah,
I
now,
hope so.
Oh my god, yeah.
That's the new man. That's the challenge I want to see on Instagram because you know how women were doing the cucumber challenge.
Right.
I want to see the sunflower seed challenge.
Totally.
Just nonstop rapid fire, like.
If you cannot unwrap them shits with your tongue, you're out.
Pass. You might as well be taking me to Benihana on the first day.
Miles' mouth just looks like an automatic weapon.
He's just trying real hard to prove that Her Majesty's is having a good life.
Yeah,
I just peeled 87 seeds in 30 seconds.
I just take my time.
I do feel like pomegranates aren't worth the trouble, though.
But once you find out how to split them, it's easy. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
But then how many of those little things do you get in one pomegranate? Because
4 or 5.
No, but like, you know how like they're almost kernels, like individual
Oh, how many
fruit?
Kernels? Yeah. Oh, like, I don't know, a shit ton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like the pomegranate is a thirsty fruit because instead of like being like all the other fruits where we're like, oh, our seeds are right here in the corner, like, you know, spread them if you want. Pomegranate's like, everything is a seed. Yeah. And a little bit of juice around them, but mostly seeds.
And it's also so aggressively beautiful that it's like, I dare you to eat me. I look like jewels. And then you're like... But there's not a lot of meat. What are,
you should keep us posted on this development
My
of your pomegranate fruit. Yeah,
yeah. I'll let you know how that
okay,
goes.
Cool. Well, we'll get into more of that.
Do
but
you like
first,
how I don't really do a myth?
You know, why didn't you realize that wasn't a myth?
Cool.
You shouldn't have pointed that out.
It was information.
Now we got to start over.
Yeah.
Okay, what's a myth for real? Don't fuck around, Sophia.
Son of a bitch.
Go.
Unicorns was my backup. Uh-oh. No, I'm just kidding. I have no backup.
You got a unicorn in your yard too?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. They are also grown on trees.
Yep.
It's so crazy.
And they help me shell my pomegranates. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hi, we're back. And yes, as you know, Monday's episode we had recorded prior to the shootings that happened over the weekend. And yeah, man, it's tough when you do this show, right? Because we talk about everything that's happening and we enter these cycles of like violence where it's like everything that can be said has been said. And now the just feeling of hopelessness can begin to mount, or this just really just dark sense that, you know, I'm not sure what the actual solution is, because on one hand we have a government that isn't willing to really confront these issues head on. And we also have a very large portion of the country, I would say argue at least half, that is completely unwilling to recognize the issues for what they are. And the root causes of these problems, specifically about white supremacy. Now, you know, there were two shootings within 14 hours. First in El Paso, where as of this recording, 22 people had been killed and around 26 people injured. And then in Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people were killed and 26 were injured. And the El Paso case was, you know, your textbook case of white supremacist terror. The dude posted his manifesto to 8chan moments before, and it's just chock full of the same, you know, racist vitriol that we see just all over the internet. The Dayton shooter, not quite clear. They don't know if there was a racial motive, despite many of the victims being black. And then some people point to his social media activity, which may suggest that he was like an atheist person on the left who may have supported Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. But with all those things aside, I mean, the things that are really clear is that we have three really big problems in this country. We have a gun problem in this country. We have a white supremacist terror problem. And we are failing citizens and unable to support people who may need help, who might be having any kind of mental health issue. Because depending on what side of this you're on, you know, people on the right would love to just say it's not a gun thing, it's a mental health problem, but do nothing about mental health. And then on the left, it's very clear that people want much stricter gun control. And there are so many statistics that point to the fact that very simple things could have a huge impact on gun violence in this country. But we're at a standstill because the powers that be are just not willing to begin moving in the right direction. I don't know. I mean, conservatism has been, or just conservative rhetoric and talking points have always just kind of been a smokescreen for racists to hide behind. But as Trump ascended and the mask has completely come off the party, the media still acts surprised by all of this. Like you had recordings of Ronald Reagan last week saying all kinds of racist shit, calling black people monkeys and things like that. And there are people being like, oh my God, Ronald Reagan was racist?
Well, I'm sure he would have apologized for calling those monkeys monkeys.
Yeah.
If he was alive. But he's not. So he's probably not racist, guys.
Right.
Don't worry.
And this idea that like people are really shocked. And I guess maybe that's part of the self-delusion that a lot of people deal with in this country, is that there no one wants to actually fully acknowledge that white supremacy has been woven into the fabric of this country since the beginning.
It's in our laws. But like, why do we have an electoral college for racism?
Right.
Like, we have it to protect southern states that tried to secede when they were angry about black people being people. That's literally why we have an electoral college.
Right. And we have even, I mean, just like if you look at the attacks of people of, you know, whether it started with Native Americans to slaves to Hispanics to Asians, this place has never been really that safe for people who are not white. There, you know, not to say that every place is dangerous, but there's a good chance you will encounter some form of racism if you are not, or at least you don't register as a Caucasian person, Caucasian American. Yeah. And I think this has become a real issue because the media is not willing to look at Donald Trump and connect the dots and say, this person, this rhetoric is why we got here. It's like,
and they had that statistic to drop that like every place that Trump visited and had a rally saw like a 220% increase in
something really high.
Yeah.
And the uptick in just these kinds of attacks, it's been really unrelenting. And
ACLU also dropped numbers about how many hate motivated and whatever hate crimes have occurred since he's taken office, and like white nationalist and anti-Semitic and the anti-Islam, all of that has gone up like an insane amount.
Right. You know, we have a president who on one hand constantly uses these terms. There's an invasion. You hear this even echoed on, you know, Fox News, the same shit. And then you wonder when someone types out why they're killing innocent people, they reference this invasion or this existential threat to whiteness in this country. And, you know, Beto O'Rourke, who's from El Paso, you know, some journalists caught up with him and asked, what can Donald Trump do to improve this? Or like, what's his role? And he really just gave a very blunt answer. And I'm just going to play that little snippet for you.
He's been calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals. I don't know, like, members of the press, what the f***? Hold on a second. You know, it's these questions that you know the answers to. I mean, connect the dots about what he's been doing in this country. He's not tolerating racism. He's promoting racism. He's not tolerating violence. He's inciting racism and violence in this country.
And then he goes on to say, so I just don't know what kind of question that is. It's the kind of question that comes to me from a journalistic practice, which is either too entrenched in upholding the status quo, or not really being able to really have a sober-eyed look at what's happening. And hearing just the tragic stories, I mean, from like children being instantly orphaned with both of their parents being killed, or young parents being killed and, you know, injuring their children trying to protect them. There's just this pattern of dehumanization that this country is still going down. And yet we still don't see anything from the leadership that is taking this into account. And again, we talk, we're not like deluding ourselves on this show. We constantly talk about how it's like, well, yeah, Trump's a racist. This is what his whole support is built off of. So he's never going to actually denounce white supremacy. He did make comments which were so empty, and he was reading from a teleprompter, that they just don't, they're not sincere, and he's incapable of being empathetic in any way.
And also, people were pretty sure that he was on drugs while he was giving that statement.
Were people saying that?
Oh my God.
He
yeah.
looked a little
single,
like he was sedated or
every
something.
Every single person was like, as on in my timeline, a ton of people are sober, and they were like, oh, as someone who previously has been addicted to prescription pills and stuff, like his behavior up there, he's like definitely on uppers and like,
well,
definitely drugged out. And I was like, cool.
Yeah. I mean, regardless of how what state he may have been in, we're really in this place now where you have the intelligence, the FBI, law enforcement raising all these red flags saying, hi, white supremacist terror is actually the biggest threat to stability in this country, or the one of the biggest threats just the American people face, yet nothing is done about it. These people are still encouraged, and now we're here. And we're looking at a government that is basically saying, like, they're endorsing this. Like, this is the way that they are allowing their policies, which is meant to, you know, scare people of color to either not come to this country.
Racist white men are killing white people. That's the most confusing thing that I've always just found so, I'm completely flummoxed by when it comes to whiteness is, like, white pride seems to be rooted in hating other people and not in loving being white. Like, everyone else's pride, for the most part, is about loving being a part of the culture that they are, or loving something that they've been oppressed through, and, you know, like, taking ownership of things that were taken from them. But white pride seems to be rooted in hating people,
right.
and trying to make sure that nobody can do what white people have done to everybody else, which is not what other people are motivated. Most people are just trying to survive. I don't know a lot of people of color or minorities who are like, we just want to get some power so we can hurt the white man. Like, that's not
right.
a thing, but it's a real fear for a lot of these white people is that they're going to be oppressed in the same way. And it's so deeply confusing because I'm like, everyone is unsafe. White nationalists are killing everyone. It's not even just people of color and minorities. Like, these were, one of these attacks happened to be, like, specifically targeted to people of color. But a lot of them have been at country music concerts and country bars and places that white people go. And I'm like, everyone is unsafe. Why does this not matter to everyone?
Right.
And, what, it's, yeah. and it's to your point. Yeah, it's crazy to pretend that, like, whiteness and white culture, you can't have a culture that's based on hating other culture.
Right.
That's, like, you don't have a thing.
And your within thing specificity, is not letting anybody there else is culture. You know what I mean? Like, there are Russian people. There are people who have culture. I'm not saying that across the board.
No. I hear you.
But white pride in general is never.
It makes no sense.
It's.
Well, I think it's just built on this idea that comes from, you know, when you start enslaving people that, oh, well, if. Since we're the people enslaving others, that makes us the dominant culture. And they just like this idea of dominance.
Yeah.
And I guess as that power wanes, and also as you see a lot of people too, like, sort of psychologically, when you begin to lose power, sometimes for some people, depending on your disposition, your next feeling, if you can't feel powerful, is to destroy. That's the only way you can then exercise power is in destruction. And I think that's the other thing you're starting to see, because whether it's, you know, misogynist women hating men who do it, it's like, well, if I can't feel powerful and virile to attract a woman, then I will destroy women. And this is the same, just there's this pattern that keeps recurring. And now you have, you know, we have a Democratic House that is willing to make moves towards, you know, tightening up gun control laws. But then it has to get to the Senate, where Mitch McConnell could give a fuck about what happens, because it's whether it's the NRA or just this idea that by acknowledging that there is an issue that's indirectly also a condemnation of white nationalism, which the Republicans have to walk this weird tightrope where they're like, well, it's, you know, obviously white supremacy is bad, but, like, I don't want to say it too with my chest out because my base tends to overlap with this group too.
Right.
And also, it's all financial too.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, white supremacy is based on money being the thing that keeps white people in power.
Yeah.
And it becomes more and more fucked up when you realize that, like, it's a snake eating its own tail,
sure.
you know, over and over again like that. And she's like, oh, okay, cool, cool. So you're just condemning us to being fucked forever while, like, pretending that there's some sort of made up perfect white time that used to be where all the white people were happy, which was never a thing.
Right.
That is not a thing. So to keep invoking that, oh, there's a mythical white land where
poor white people have been tricked by rich white people. It's the biggest scam of all time.
It's so crazy. When I worked at Google and I looked at, like, all this restricted content to help with, like, with the work that I was doing, one of the things that I looked at were all these white nationalist sites in Russia. And, like, one of the funniest but also kind of most fucked up things that I saw was all this, like, art that was supposed to be, like, for other white nationalists. Mm-hmm. And they would be, like, these very, like, blonde beard, blue-eyed guys with wearing space uniforms. And it was, like, Moon, the New White Frontier.
Like, these people are so committed to having this fake all-white land that they are, like, making fan art about colonizing the moon to be the new white place. Like, it is so all made up that at a certain point it becomes funny, but also, like, what?
But then it plays out like this.
And you can't laugh at it because it's fucking serious.
And I don't care if we call it terrorism. I don't care if we call white men domestic terrorists. I don't care about a label anymore. I just want it to stop. It is so deeply unfair that we live in a country that we've all just decided that we're going to play the lotto when it comes to mass shootings. It is such a deeply narcissistic thing to think that this cannot happen to you when it has happened so many times to so many people in our country.
Yeah.
I literally go to the movie theater and I pick my seat based on where the entrances are and where the exits are. Mm-hmm. Like, I live my life. I vote. I make sure I know where the exits are and that I'm facing them. Like, anytime I'm doing something where I'm like, someone could just show up and start shooting in here. Yeah. And it's crazy that we have to operate this way.
It's playing into my thoughts of having a child.
Oh.
Because I'm like, oh, like, how could I make sure that, I mean, we've seen children die in these mass shootings. There's and nothing changed.
Right. You can
so babies can get killed and then nothing changes. And it's like, we're trying to, why are we trying to live our lives like everything is okay?
Nowhere is safe. And yet you have, again, when you take, you look at some of these excuses that are coming from the right in response to this, it's like, there's this unwillingness to say, yeah, this is fucking bad. And I don't know what it would take for people like, you know, Kevin McCarthy, who's the minority leader, for him to say, yes, this is a problem. Like, I guess maybe these people are just really saying like, well, it's not on my doorstep yet, so I don't have to take it seriously. And we can treat everything like an isolated incident, despite everything showing us that every person in this country has just a sense of dread, you know, like no matter where they go. And again, some of these excuses, right? Trump said that mental illness and hatred pull the trigger, not the gun. God.
Then guess what? Give everyone universal health care.
Yeah, well, the gun
you
is what...
You can't play both sides of that.
And let's like not act like mass killings with a gun... First of all, guns that have so much power that are literally killing machines that just should not be
and everyone's
accessible.
Like, oh, but there would be stabbings without... No.
Okay, you cannot stab 38 people.
Right.
It's you gotta have stamina. You gotta have strength. You gotta have a lot of willpower.
You have to be the Flash to stab that many people in 30 seconds as you can shoot with a semi-automatic weapon that has 100 clips. 100 rounds in a fucking clip.
Yeah.
And we know that. So I'm so tired of that comparison.
Yeah. And but
I'm sick of that too.
Well, that's the thing that everyone says, right? Going on down the list too, he also said it was the internet and it's the fake news. Everything but saying, yes, you know what? We have always ignored this like hateful past we have that's always just been simmering below this like shiny red, white, and blue veneer of this country. That's what's really going down. And there's still... These people aren't willing to have this conversation, and not that I even expect him to, but those are the steps that we need to begin to have in terms of addressing that issue. The guns and everything else, that's a whole other thing, but this is where we're at because we're at the crossroads of all these really terrible societal issues. The lieutenant governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, again, it's too many video games and not enough prayer in school and not enough saluting the flag. And then Kevin McCarthy, same thing, video games. This state representative in Ohio, okay, the state where the Dayton shooting occurred, posted on Facebook. This was her, her name is Candace Keller. This was her take. And again, the amount of dodging these kinds of rhetorical bullets they do for, pardon the terrible pun, but like trying to not actually address the issue is mind-blowing. She says, after every mass shooting, the liberals start the blame game. Why not place the blame where it belongs? The breakdown of the traditional American family. Thank you, transgender, homosexual marriage, and drag queen advocates. Fatherlessness, a subject no one discusses or believes is relevant. The ignoring of violent video games. The relaxing of laws against criminals. Open borders is what she has in parentheses. The acceptance of recreational marijuana. Failed school policies. Hello, parents who defend misbehaving students. Disrespect to law enforcement. Thank you, Obama. Hatred of our veterans. Thank you, professional athletes who hate our flag and national anthem. The Dem Congress. Many members whom are openly anti-Semitic. The culture which totally ignores the importance of God and the church until they elect a president. state office holders who have no interest whatsoever in learning about our Constitution and the Second Amendment, and snowflakes who can't accept a duly elected president. Did I forget anybody? The list is long and the fury will continue. Now, this person is just trying to say that, oh, because this person is fully bought into the rhetoric of their president, they're just trying to boil this down to like a values argument, that it's like, oh, if our people are so bad that our president is whipping up all this like xenophobic energy among his base, well, let's talk about what you do. But I'm sorry, where are the drag queen gangs who are attacking people violently and these other issues that she's bringing up that are actual societal ills? I mean, this is just such a disingenuous attack on like legitimate conversation around what is happening.
If any of that was true, then the people cited would be the people shooting people.
Yeah.
The people that have the most right to shoot anybody are, I would say, probably trans black women who get killed at a constantly higher number than anyone else.
Their life expectancy is 35 years old.
So show me the first fucking shooter that identifies as that. Show me the first person that has been the most kicked by the system that picks up the gun. The people that somehow keep picking up the guns are the people that have the most rights in our society, white men.
This woman worse than the government.
Yeah, she's a state 100%.
Representative. And
she deleted just, that shit real quick.
She tried to say, look, we killing y'all because y'all need to be killed.
Yeah.
That's in literally a way what she's saying.
Why'd you wear that skirt if you want to get raped?
Why are you smoking marijuana if you don't want the white man to come to Trader Joe's and shoot you? Like, what?
I don't know.
What?
But
people are...
Stop being trans at a garlic festival.
And nothing that she's saying is Christian. Like,
no.
Christianity is about forgiveness. It's about openness. It's not about judgment. What are you talking about? People are just so deeply full of hate and so narcissistic, and it's just appalling.
And don't bring anti-Semitism in it. I don't that like it when absurd. They try to make the Jews on the right side. Nah. Historically, Jews have been people who organize unions, who fucking... fight for what's right. That is like our legacy as being one of the most kicked out fucking minorities in the world. Do not try to make us be on your side by being like, oh yeah, and some people also hate the Jews. You are the people that hate the Jews.
You hate them.
You. Right. Stop fucking lying.
Well, it's convenient. Well, because there's nothing, again, it's all about what's convenient at the time. If they can find a little way to completely obscure a discussion that the foreign policy of Israel and criticisms of that are anti-Semitic, then they're going to use that and immediately be like, oh, well, you see, like, they're totally against
President
Jews.
Trump made Jerusalem the capital.
Right.
What? They don't like the Jews? Yeah. Those two things have fucking nothing to do with each other.
Right. And I'm like, I don't see how that actually helps, you know, Jews all over the world, aside from just a thing that a lot of people in this country wanted. And then again, you know, the fallout continues, and I'm sure over the next few days, because Congress is out of session, people are saying Mitch McConnell, those bills that got out of the House that you just put in your Mitch McConnell graveyard, why don't you come back and start doing something about this? But again, I'm not sure what can. Cloudflare, which was one of the places that 8chan was working with, like they were, you know, there for some of their web infrastructure. They dropped 8chan. As of right now, 8chan hasn't gone up. That's the web board where a lot of this online radicalization begins. And, you know, we'll see what happens with that too. I mean, I know Cloudflare, I think they're about to do an IPO, so they didn't want that in part of their portfolio.
Right.
So I think the answer there is money more than, you know, before that, they didn't seem to have a problem with it.
Of course they did.
But, you know, this is where we're at now.
It's just insane that those websites can exist when if you post anything online that is supposed to be harmful or threatening to the government or people of this country, it's supposed to be removed. And yet you can go so many places online and spew hatred, and that's not seen as a threat to the country.
Right. Well,
if you say I hate men on Facebook and you're a woman, you get banned. You get put in Facebook jail.
Well, the loophole
with
8chan is they have their servers in the Philippines where the laws are different. So you can still – the Filipino government's not going to like – pull up and be like, oh, we have to sort this out. It's just a little bit different. That's why they're able to stay online for so long.
And also our fucking Congress has to stop taking NRA money. When we look at who takes all, that's so mixed into it. That's the thing. You got to follow the money.
That's why they've been willing to let us keep dying, because they're making a little bit of money, each of them, from this organization.
Yeah, or just makes a little bit easier to spend, you know, during your campaign when you're filling your coffers with lobbyist money.
The NRA is a terrorist organization.
100%.
they've taken many hits over these last few mass shootings and their inability to like actually try and offer any kind of solution other than like, oh, you know what they're going to try and do? They're just going to try and take all your guns away. It's like, well, guess what? I'm already in a situation where the government is allowing things like this to happen. So I'm not sure. I don't even know who I'm protecting myself from anymore.
Right.
Okay, let's take a quick break and move on to some lighter things. We'll be right back.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back.
Snow Karima.
Oh, Karima. Wow.
You can't hear that name without the dinging.
Yeah, we digress. That was a reference to
90 Day Fiancé
or the family Chantal. Karima, which is Nicole's sister, Pedro's, I don't know, maybe he kissed her. I don't know. We don't know.
Grinded on her.
Oof. They were grinding like clips. Next.
I got a boner, you know, and I wasn't even there.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
Let's get into something that gives me a boner, and that's sandwich artists.
Ooh.
Okay, yes. So recently, there's like a thing called like the sub jam or something, sub jammers. Basically, like sandwich artists and people like Subway employees from across the globe gather for this like annual event. And this year, it was just wild to see. There's a video basically of sandwich artists from, look, the U.S., Canada, France, Germany, Singapore, South Korea, and the UK. They met in Toronto to basically see who could like put together like a turkey sandwich like the quickest and properly. And it was just, I didn't even know this was like a thing that they did, but as someone who is a, how should I say this? I preach the gospel of Subway tuna.
Yeah, that's my shit.
I was a little pissed that they were using turkey. But I get it because like there were some people I was seeing how they folded the turkey. It was not very good. But the winner, just so you know, America's still on top. Sarah Teagues from Pullman, Washington, claimed the title back in 2017. Last year was second place. So I think she's a GOAT.
I think we'll have to get it, Sarah. Bring that home to America.
So is Sarah working at a Subway currently?
Yes.
For 2 years, she's crushing it. Yeah.
Oh, word. She's about to become an influencer. She's about to start making sandwich videos on Instagram.
She's like, if you want my custom knives.
She's making sandwich-inspired cocktails.
Right. Oh. I mean,
she's
was
a little bit of tuna on the side.
She come out with her own Brit.
Like, this is not made from yoga mats.
Oh, you're the second person to bring that up. Ooh. I think we talked about that yesterday, too.
So, oh, really?
About the yoga mats and the bread.
Oh, why is everybody upset about that? What's wrong with a little namaste and your bread?
Yeah, a little yoga mat. Look, if the bread's fluffy,
namaste
fuck it.
Namaste full, though.
Okay. The thing that I wish they did, again, I always bring this up, is the U-gouge, is how they used to cut them shits in the 90s, when rather than splitting it down the side and opening it, they used to just cut out like a U-shaped top that they would just lay upon top the sandwich. But again, it's 2019. I guess things move on, and I'm still stuck in my old ways. But, you know, I just wanted to bring this up. I don't
feel
even
like
know
a
why.
U gouge is like a scam though, because then they're just giving you mostly bread, right? Because they just like cut out a little bit of the bread.
What do you mean?
You
still
split
got
the
same. The
way.
You still have the same amount of bread either way. Well, you can't add bread. What do you mean?
No, I mean like.
No, she's saying like
space wise, because then it's like skinnier. Wait.
Oh, I see.
You're not
saying.
Leaving enough room for the toppings.
Yeah.
Well, they. I mean, look. Depending, I don't know who your sandwich artist was. Mine was Robert. We called him the Picasso of Studio City.
Shout out Robert from Studio City.
Yep, he's very chill. He's now the manager. But the U-gouge then, it was plenty of space for the sandwich to be balanced. But I know what you mean. Like if you just literally did this like little mohawk strip out the thing, it's like
that's not good.
That's how I would sell sandwiches.
Right.
Scammer in
the like only 3 slices of turkey fit in there. I mean, look at the bread. I mean, where am I gonna put
see
it?
See what I'm doing here, okay?
Yeah, you look. You can look right through the glass. You saw what it was when I was making it. I didn't go back there and
now you can eat this. You can also go do downward dog on it.
The lettuce is free, so.
I one thing that I wish is Sarah Teagues from Pullman, Washington. If you have won, you know, twice now, and you came runner up last year,
what happened?
Why aren't you the fucking manager? I hope she's a manager. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like at that point, like if you're already the top sandwich artist, like there has to be some kind of wild promotion.
Me and you
promotion.
Went opposite ways on that. I was like, what happened in that year in between that she didn't take it? But you were like, no.
Oh, you
had
the immigrant mom take on
that. Yeah, I'm like, why the minus that A-?
Right.
So you won in 2017, but you came runner-up in 2018.
What happened,
and you won
Sarah?
This year. I told you, you lost your focus and you weren't taking it seriously.
Right.
Were
so you just thought because you won one time, you was about to pull up to the sandwich competition.
Nope.
It's going to be all bread.
Exactly.
Got to stay sharp. Mm-hmm. It's the Subway sandwich game.
You also act like we don't remember Ja Rule's second album. The sophomore jinx.
What's crazy is if I won the sandwich competition, I was working at Subway, you wouldn't be able to tell me shit. I would be on break constantly.
Like, could you imagine if you worked at Subway? But I guess what if your manager said, Lacey, I want to enter you in the sub jam this year, and you're going to go to Toronto to compete.
Yeah.
That's fucking
go?
Dope.
Absolutely.
Of course you'd go.
And then when I come back, if I won, I'm flexing on everybody. I'm like, no, Tracy, you can't have a break. I'm going out. So I'm the sandwich queen.
Oh.
You see that picture? You see that picture of me on the wall,
right.
Bitch?
I'm a
you
franchise
make it
artist.
Rain right. With that little individual serving chips.
Cheese.
You're
oh.
Like, woo.
Just slices of American cheese,
right.
Or whatever the fuck
I'm not
that
cleaning
is.
Ramekins no more. Are you crazy?
Ramekins.
Yo.
Have ramekins.
Have you lost your mind?
You refill the mayo.
Yeah.
I don't do that no
the
more.
Fuck out of here,
the
Robert.
Out of here.
I'm not cleaning shit. I'm the fucking sand jammer.
These hands, they don't even touch bread. I ain't toasting nothing.
They said sandwich artist,
yeah.
Not
right.
Sandwich filling preparer. That's on you, Robert.
Yeah.
Please refill the tomatoes thing.
Please don't confuse my journey with yours. moving on. The Matrix. Now, I don't know if y'all give a fuck about this. This shit blew my mind 20 years ago when it came out. I haven't really watched it that often since, unless I'm hungover and it's on FX or one of those channels on a Sunday. That's typically when I watch those films over. But I just wanted to tell people, no, if you are like me and you weren't able to get high and go see it in the theater at the time because your parents had to give you a ride like mine, now you can drive your own stinking ass to the theater because it's going to come back for, I think, 1 week from August 30th to September 5th. But they're doing it now, if you are a projection nerd, in like Dolby Vision, Dolby Cinema, all that format.
I think we're having a Keanu seance, don't you think?
Yeah.
We are. Oh, interesting.
He's really just come back into the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Buzzword. Yes, 10 points for you.
I do want people to leave Keanu alone, though.
What do you mean?
Because, like, now it's becoming harassment. Fame, like, they're like, oh, Keanu is so nice. We need to sift through his trash and watch him, you know, like, watch him constantly.
They're like, what if we poke him enough times and he snaps?
What does he smell like? Leave him alone.
But he sounds like a lonely guy, right? Well, that one article was fake when he's like, I just want someone to love.
So, but, like, I love that he doesn't touch people. I love that he's a nice guy. I just want everyone to leave him alone. It's like he doesn't harass people, so we, in turn, decided to harass him.
Right. It's like, he was minding his own fucking business, playing it low. They're like, the reason we didn't really know about him is because he was seemed like a
considerate
guy.
That's what we
guy.
Love about you, Keanu. God. Your solitude. Can we ruin it?
Eat my ass, King. Like, what, people lining up for that shit?
Like, yes, we stand for you.
He's like, I'm outside my therapist's office.
I would like Keanu.
Yes, King, yes. Cry in this little bottle. I want a Keanu tear.
Right. I want a Keanu tear.
What's a movie you would want re-released to see in the theater for one last
Drop
time?
Drop Dead Tang. Gorgeous.
Wow, very quick responses. I couldn't have think of two films that have more in common. Pootie Tang, and even though you still want Louis C.K. to get that check?
Oh, shit.
All right, anyway.
Well, he's not getting money for this fictional situation.
In this fictional situation, we're just talking about the art, not the artist.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
This fictional situation, men are great.
He wrote and directed that shit, right?
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Damn.
Didn't he direct it, too?
Biggie Shorty.
Please tell me Drop Dead Gorgeous is safe.
That was written by Bill Cosby.
No!
No, I'm joking. Produced
by Miramax.
Drop Dead Gorgeous is phenomenal.
I fucking love that movie so much.
Phenomenal. A lot of jokes that I saw recently that, like, with 2019 eyes, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. What the fuck? There was one character that wasn't there. Like, isn't there an Asian character in there that's like fucking? What the fuck was it? There's a lot of
crazy shit. There's Will Sasso playing a mentally challenged
handicapped
man.
Person. Yes.
There is C.J. Craig from The West Wing. Playing that white trash mom.
Yes.
Whose beer can gets welded to her hand after a fire.
Oh, those characters, man.
But I think that's a better choice.
Is what's her face?
Kirsten Dunst?
Kirsten Dunst tab dancing while doing makeup on dead people.
On dead people, yeah.
That's the best thing I've ever seen.
Shout out to her.
It's a good movie. Now I really want that to happen.
Let's re-release both of these. Yes. Let's do a double feature.
Shout out to the scam of nostalgia. People are just selling stuff we already bought. And I love it.
You should do an outdoor screening like your own Cinespia.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be...
It's on
show
VHS.
Up. It's going to be on VHS.
Betamax.
It's going to be in front of my apartment complex.
And it's going to be on one of those TVs that you remember from school that had the strap.
The AV cart.
Yeah, that had the strap on the TV. Yeah.
They're like, the TV is glued. You cannot take it.
They're like, what the fuck is this?
They're like, you don't have a projection screen.
You're like, I didn't say that. Read the fine print.
Yeah, come in closer. Come in. This is about unity.
I said it was
a retro experience.
Yes, exactly.
That's what you paid for.
Right.
Speaking of retro experiences. This just in, as I'm looking, ABC is going to do The Little Mermaid live. Now, it is announced that it will be a musical production, not like a full-on, a live-action version, because they don't want to cannibalize the market for
that
film.
They're already cannibalizing.
I know, in a way. So, this production will star Moana's Ali'i Carvalho as Ariel, Queen Latifah as Ursula.
That's dope.
And Lacey already knows because I spoke to her about it before. Guess who is playing Sebastian?
Who?
Just guess.
Gilbert Gottfried.
But it's almost on the nose. Like, they're like, oh yeah, this person would be Sebastian.
Who is it?
You don't have any guesses. You almost look angry that I'm making you guess because you just want to
I didn't have any guesses angry. Either. I was like, tell me. Miles.
Is it a singer?
Yes.
Like, a singer first.
Yes. A musician. Artist. Not a actor.
If you say Ed Sheeran, I'm going to throw myself out
the
window.
No. What the fuck? Ed Sheeran?
Just he's in everything. And I got really scared.
Climbing out the window right
now.
No,
it's going to be Shaggy.
Wasn't me.
Shaggy. Mr. Boombastic.
I was on the sofa.
Yes.
Wasn't me. And then I went to the shower.
It wasn't me.
I thought it was great.
I even
She even got me on camera.
I was actually very happy about this because
Rick Rock, for the record.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Technically.
I hate the faux Caribbean general accent that always happens for Sebastian. Like, well, we're from somewhere. We're from an island.
What island are you from?
What island is that? You know, General Caribbean.
Yeah, I'm from Caribbean.
Oh. No. Like, Sebastian should have been Rihanna.
Oh, that would have been good, too.
Whoa.
Disney can't afford Rihanna.
No.
Let him break out of that stereotypical role.
I think
Rihanna take Sebastian to the next level.
That's the casting we deserve.
If Disney texted her or emailed her agent saying, we would love to cast, we're interested in Rihanna playing Sebastian, I think she would have responded with a gif of herself. You know that one where she does this with her phone where she waves to you and she's like, nah.
No.
Or the one where she rolls the window up.
And like rolls her eyes like, bye.
The window is so good.
Shade queen.
Wow. Yeah, no, she's selling highlighters and makeup.
I hope we
get an album at some point. But also,
lingerie.
I will just listen to her lip gloss. You know, I love it.
Oh, just put it to your ear?
Yeah. I've been putting it to my ear for a few years now.
Do you have Fenty Beauty?
Oh, you know I have Fenty Beauty.
Is Fenty Beauty the most lit?
Fenty is actually very good. They have so many shades. I love a lot of their makeup. I love the quality of it. Rihanna put her foot in that makeup
line. Oh, really?
All up in it.
So it's displaced. Like, I mean, I know it's performing massively well. I don't wear makeup.
Oh, my God.
Every day.
I have sworn there's a little bit of highlighter on those.
I got a little BB cream on. I'm not going to lie about that because I need the SPF. But
SPF.
I wasn't sure.
A little mild coverage.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a lot of sugar this weekend. So the little blemishes I wanted to hide. But is there, I'm curious, it has arrived at the top, you can't really say shit about Fenty Beauty.
No, it's doing extremely well. In the makeup industry, it is not regarded as a celebrity endorsed makeup product.
I've
rarely been on a set and seen like Kylie lip kit. Like, you know what I mean?
That's kind of
a faux pas. Mm. It's doing very well, you know, internationally.
What's a lip kit exactly?
It's where you get a lip liner and a lipstick that are pretty close in shade.
It's
kind of like does the work for you, depending on your skin shade. Because
sometimes they'll do one where it's like a gloss and a
matte, but it's done extremely well, obviously. And Kylie's made so much money, but I don't see her products when I'm on a professional set with makeup artists. I haven't really.
But you'll
seen
see
them.
Fenty.
Yeah, I'll see Fenty.
Hey,
totally. Yeah.
Give it up to.
I think Kylie's stuff is mostly bought by like teenagers.
Yeah,
from what I understand financially.
Yeah. I'm sure.
And I think Fenty is for
adults
all
and everybody.
Ladies. Yeah.
Right. People
yeah.
who are looking for makeup that actually matches their skin tone.
Yeah, and it was like,
but also,
why
like,
Kim
the
K
colors
came
are
out
so
with
good.
More shades.
Yeah.
Oh, as a response, because she's like, oh, right.
They were like, you're saying it's inclusive, but then there's like three or
two black people
black shades. Yeah,
like, very,
right.
We have very, very dark skin and then like a little bit lighter.
Right.
Wesley Snipes and what Ariana Grande is trying to look like.
Right. Those are our black people shades.
They're like, damn, so do I mix the two if I'm in between?
They're like,
you
nah, just
that.
Fucking kill yourself.
Yeah, buy both.
Part of culture, sorry.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So shout out to them. Shout out to Fenty Beauty. Please sponsor the show.
Oh my God. That would be amazing.
Give me that whole, and you know what? If I have to say fuck Kylie Jenner lip kits, I will. I'll say whatever I got to. The thing that's happening though, just one thing about this Little Mermaid thing, apparently it's, as they say, live performances are going to be, quote, interwoven into the broadcast of the original feature film. So I guess maybe there'll be some.
Dub the voices?
Or like for a musical number, they'll suddenly go to like cut to this stage where they'll then do like a.
So Ursula will be the Ursula from the movie, and then all of a sudden she's Queen Latifah.
This sounds like a mess.
Singing.
Look, I don't know. Look, let's just keep our
this
claws
sounds like
crossed
a mess. It's
and
like
our flippers.
When you get asked to do a stand-up show, but they're like, and also it's an interpretive dance show. So the first half will be interpretive dance, then you'll come out
right.
and you'll slam. And you're like, these two things do
don't
not
work.
Go together.
No,
why
no,
are we
gonna
doing this?
No, it's going to work. Then we have someone coming out doing a very dark, what we call black people spoken word, which is where you talk like this and then you talk like that. When I said go, I meant G-O out the D-O to the Fleo.
call up Def Comedy Slam.
The mic is on fire right
I
now.
Love Def Comedy Jam. Ooh, so good, baby. I haven't seen one of these that's been done well in a very long time. I liked Hairspray. I thought that, what was the one that Uzo Adobo was in? That was not Peter Pan. There's another
they
one.
They did Annie, right?
Yeah, she wasn't in that one, though.
No, I'm just trying to name all the ones I know. What else did they do?
I think it was The Wiz. Oh, The Wiz.
The Wiz is the one from years ago?
The Wiz Live was very, very bad. do not tell the black people I said that. It was awful. And a lot of the live singing was painful.
Oh, really?
Super duper horrible.
I only watched the first one of the live ones, which I think was Peter Pan.
Yeah.
And Christopher Walken was so out. Like, I mean, I just watched it because I wanted to see how out of it Christopher Walken was. He didn't disappoint.
No, he was fantastic.
I've never seen any of these because
I don't really fuck that much with musicals.
I don't either. And I think I only did it at the time because a lot of people were getting together. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
They must be doing very well in the ratings because otherwise they would not keep breaking these out.
Well, yeah, they kill in the ratings because people still love musicals, you know?
I guess. Or nostalgia, like what you were saying. They already bought the shit. They're going to buy it again.
Yeah. Ugh, we need to do a musical. We need to do a nostalgic musical. Let's do a musical version of Pootie Tang, okay?
And followed then we'll see. By a musical followed version by, of Drop Dead Gorgeous.
How do you do a mockumentary as a musical? It's kind of interesting.
I will scale that mountain.
Okay, well, why don't you go
into it.
Head to the lab.
This is revolutionary.
Head to the lab, cook something up, and
some
let me know.
Some shit was decided and made today on this podcast.
so much, actually.
Sophia, thank you so much for coming through.
Thanks for having me.
I feel like I see you all the time, though, because we're constantly in the lab perfecting 420 Day Fiancé.
That's right.
Where can people find you and follow you, respect you, message you?
Please find me at The Sophia on Twitter and Instagram. That's S-O-F-I-Y-A. And then find me on my podcast about love and relationships around the world called Private Parts Unknown that I co-host with Courtney Kosak. And
you want to say Kohack.
Kohack. And 420 Day Fiancé coming soon for me and Miles. It's pretty exciting.
Get excited.
Oh, and right now I started doing a fundraiser thing every Friday called Give an F Friday. So I just want to plug that. We raised like $758 the first Friday for races. And this Friday... which was before the shootings. Well, not all of the shootings, but more shootings happened since the one I started for Everytown for gun safety. So if you want to donate through my fundraiser or and basically send me a tweet me a screen cap of your donation, I will throw in an extra $5 for everyone that does that. So please holler at me.
Yeah. Damn. It used to be all about follow back Fridays, you know, Friday follows. Right.
I know.
It's like give a fuck. But that's great, you know, because people need to give a fuck from what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey, you're a goddess, truth. A scam goddess, some might say.
Thank you.
With a show of your own.
Yeah.
Please let us know where we can find you and hear you and follow you and honor you of the 900,000 projects you got.
And Miles is one of my guests. This is so dope. So guys, don't kill me. The Scam Goddess release, it's October 1st. I know I said August. It got moved. Not my fault. Network. But it's going to be amazing. We got super great guests. Miles is on. Cole Byers is on. Lauren Lapis is on. And Paul F. Tompkins is on. Like, you guys are going to love it. I promise you. It's not a scam.
I feel honored that my name was even mentioned amongst those other ones. I'm like,
It's not even. This is the only scam I'm not doing. This is a legitimate thing. Everything else is a scam.
I cannot wait to listen to this.
It's so fun. But also you can find me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. You can follow Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram. You can email me scams at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com if you've been con or you're running a con. Don't tell me about your con unless it's retired. I'm not trying to mess up your flow.
Right.
But yeah, hit us up. Let us know what's going on with you. And watch Florida Girls. The season finale is this Wednesday, 7 p.m. if you are in L.A., 10 p.m. if you are on Eastern time or in Central time. So 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Yeah. Why can't I talk right now? Florida Girls season finale this Wednesday. Please watch, guys. I appreciate all the support so, so much. Love you guys so much. And if you like watching my life and my schemes and scams, follow me on Instagram and watch my stories where I'll teach you how to be shady. A tweet.
Not that, shady. You know, to,
not shady. Shady is bad. I'm not shady.
You're like water. You just move to where you can flow.
I'm flowing. Exactly.
It's more of
like
a dappled
that.
Shade. Yeah. Like it's pleasant to be in.
And then a tweet that I'm enjoying. Also, my AKA was from Trite Gang, just TDZ AKA. Shout out to y'all. I love you so much. And then my tweet that I'm really enjoying is there's a tweet on Instagram and there's a photo of this woman and she covered the guy's face, but you can see his body and he has like all these tattoos and he's like really buff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And the girl's like, men with this physique really do something to me. I'm down on bended knee. Then someone retweets her, a woman, and goes, look, no cap, which means like I'm being completely honest. Yeah. This is my current boyfriend. When was this picture taken?
Oh,
did you
my
see
God.
Then people looked at the magazines
yeah,
in the back?
Yeah, that's what's happening. Oh, so right. she goes, he claims it's an old pic. I just want receipts. And then the next photo is some random person on Twitter who has zoomed into the back of the photo where there are some Houstonia magazines. And she goes, well, sis, judging from one of them magazine covers, early 2019. That's the February issue. And she takes a screenshot where she's Googled Houstonia
comparing
magazine.
It, yeah.
Comparing that is dope.
And it's like inverted to the image. So like at first, I was like, those don't match. And I'm like, wait, it looks backwards because it's a self.
What detective work? Twitter is undefeated.
I love this shit.
I know. It's so funny. On one side, you have absolute fucking garbage. And then you have people looking out for each other.
Beautiful.
Catching the cheaters.
Oh, I love it.
Sophia, I forgot to ask you. What's a tweet that you like?
I like this one by Big Rax. White women be like, how can I be racist if I'm bisexual?
I saw that one.
Oh, boy.
That made me laugh really hard. And I also retweeted this thread because I loved it so much. It was a family basically staging a funeral for this lizard this girl got.
Oh,
did you see that?
Saw the pig, yeah.
It, and then her sister basically takes videos of the whole funeral. And like some of it is basically the little girl being like, this lizard has had a huge impact on my life. And then like her cousin yells, you mean like from 2 days ago?
Wow.
And it is hilarious because they really try to take it all seriously and stuff for the little girl. And it's the best thread ever.
I had a funeral in college for my fish Beyonce.
You did?
I'll actually put this on my IG story, guys, if you want to see it.
You had a full-on funeral?
Yeah, and I invited people to my dorm room. I had goldfish snacks. I had Swedish fish. I had goldfish punch. I had, played music.
Punch?
Some shit I found that had to do with fish at the Rite Aid, local Rite Aid. And I had people sing and do remarks. And then I made a song that was based on Beyonce. It was like she swam from the right,
that.
She swam to the left, to the left, and now she's here in this box to the left, and then the box was on the left of me. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Please post that.
I know my roommate
That's the
murdered
best
my
shit
fish.
I've ever heard.
What?
It was my roommate, Cece. If you out there, I know you murdered my fish.
Okay.
Cold blood.
Okay, well, keep an eye out for Cece.
Damn, Cece.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. I like a couple tweets. Again, Dana Donnelly. I hope she comes on the show because I like the Twitter feed so much. At Dana Donnelly, D-O-N-L-Y. This one is, watching a girl do stand-up, she makes a self-deprecating joke about her appearance. I'm with the guy I like. He doesn't laugh at the joke. So either he thinks women aren't funny, or worse, he thinks this girl is hot. Regardless, I am fuming. What else? Who else? Another one from Molly Mulshine, at Molly Mulshine. How could violent video games cause mass shootings? I played The Sims for years, and I will never own property.
I saw that one.
Damn.
I was like, that's pretty real.
Too real. Too real for daddy. You can find us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We got a Facebook fan page. We got a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. And also, you know, just so you know, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get them shows for free. You know what I mean? And finally, the song we are writing out on today. We're going to go out on a track by Clever Austin called Blue Tongue is the name of the track. Just something, you know, a little vibey just to ease ourselves into the week a little bit more. We're Daily Show, so, you know, we'll see you tomorrow or hear you tomorrow, whatever it is. Talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.